biggest part of the game was we were not very sharp, to say the least. And, I probably gave them too much time. At Christmas, we played Saturday and let them go and didn't bring them back until 7 o'clock last night. We were not sharp, to say the least, but and that was a huge part of the game. But at the same time, I didn't think we had, the intensity and the concentration level that we needed to have. And when you added both of those together, I think we weren't very sharp. Makes you miss easy shots or throw the ball. Who knows? I mean, a couple of times we were passing it to each other instead of shooting it, and all of a sudden it goes out of bounds. But I was not pleased defensively or on the backboards or being attacking the basket. We had a tremendous size advantage, and one of our goals was to attack the basket. And we didn't get a single low post up or taking the ball to the basket the entire first half. So I was pretty frustrated at that. And put in those five guys to start the second half, and I thought they gave us a tremendous lift defensively. Did some really good things for us. That sort of turned it around, and we got to congratulate North Kentucky. They came in here and didn't care if it was North Carolina or where it was, and did some nice things, and they were much more aggressive than we were, especially in the first half.
Question.
Are you expecting to have BJ on the bench anymore this year?
Guys, I'm trying to coach the guys. I have no idea.
Next question.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, he's not on our team.
Coach, you went to the full court press.
I love him to death, but he's not on our team. I love him.
Coach, you went to the full court press there in the second half. Your thoughts about that and how that kind of shook things up a little bit?
You know, we went to 44. It helped us a great deal against Davidson. We got one turnover. No, we got two turnovers out of it tonight. But I think that the whole thing was just guarding the basketball. We were much better at it at times in the second half, particularly early in the second half.
Coach, seeing this team elevate this play against Louisville and Michigan State, and then, struggle tonight, maybe against Davidson, is that a maturity thing, trying to level that out?
I hope it is, because maturity means that we can get there. The lack of maturity now means that we can get there eventually, so I hope that's what it is. you know, we are an extremely young club, but also we've played 12 games, so we've got to be able to bring it. But I really do think I've got to shoulder the part of the blame, because I could have brought them back Christmas night, but I thought if we did that, then JP and Marcus won't have to leave unbelievably early on Christmas Day. And, the best coaching job I ever did was coaching a JV team 100 years ago. I gave them 29 straight days off and brought them back with no practices. We were great. It didn't work today.
Mike, how much has McDonald's return made y'all better?
Well, making shots, it makes everybody better. There's no question about that. He made, I guess, three of them in the first half. Second half, you can't have better shots. Did he make any in the second half?
Not three.
He can't have better shots than he had in the second half. But one of them, he shot it so quickly on the semi-break where he pulled up and shot the ball, and he didn't even have a grip on it. And so I jumped on his rear end. He's been here long enough to know that you don't do that. But Leslie does have an ability to shoot the ball, and that really helps us, and it's hopefully going to help us even more down the line.
Group that started the second half, was that effort why they were able to execute defensively?
It's because I was ticked off. I just wanted to try somebody different. I didn't know what it was, but the assistant, my staff did a great job, because what I wanted to do was stay out at halftime and run sprints the entire freaking half. And they thought it was not the right thing to do, but God, I wanted to do that so badly. Next, I will never ask them again, because I want to do that one of these days. I know, by God, we'll make Sports Center then.
Brett, ask that question again, though, please.
What?
You said what would they, what did they do to
when
they were on the floor? That
mean,
worked well.
Yeah, I mean, Desmond, Jackson, our guys, we know they're good defensive players. Like Isaiah.
As I said, they guarded. I mean, it was 5-0 when they were in the game. They didn't jump up in the air. They didn't try to steal the ball. They were very sound fundamentally. Marcus missed a pretty easy shot that if it had gone in, the crowd would probably have gone crazy during that time period. But again, it was that they guarded people, and that was something that we needed right then. And I think Dez may have gotten one block shot down there. We got an offensive rebound, so the little things that I didn't think the first group were doing.
Mike, the play where Hubert saved the ball and got it right back to Hicks for that slam dunk, and all of a sudden you're up by 10 and they call timeout. How much energy did that bring at that point?
It brought a lot to the head coach. I don't know what it did to everybody else, but I think 18,000 people, I think that was the loudest I heard them tonight. And I think it fired up those guys on the court, and it fired up the guys who were not playing at that time. So I think that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You obviously had a significant size advantage. Why do you think Northern Kentucky was able to outscore you in the game?
They attacked, you know, and I don't know how they, if they're driving to the basket, you know, I don't know if they give you points from the free throw line that's counting in the paint, but they were driving to the basket. We were shooting fadeaways.
Did Isaiah possibly have his best game tonight? I mean, is it starting to kind
well,
of
it's, I think he got 12 minutes. That's, excuse me, that's up there with his minutes, and I need to give him some more time, and I want to give him some more time, but you know, he's just like a little colt running around out there, but he's going to be a really, really good player.
What kind of improvement, if any, have you seen with Bryce in his game throughout the season as it goes on?
Not the last two games. None. And I'm just straightforward. I told him, you got to get playing basketball again. I mean, one of the coaches said, man, the first couple of plays of the game, you post up, we throw it to him. I would have been running in there, rooting people out, saying, give me the basketball. Bryce struggled a little bit, 9 points, 4 for 8. Bryce is another one that's going to be a really good player. He just got to get the mojo going. The moon and the stars got to get lined up properly or something.
Anybody else?
Did you feel the same way about Kennedy, kind of a quiet game for him?
Yeah, you know, it's the kind of thing where as much as we preach, wall the guy, stay on your feet inside, and then guys jump up in the air and let the guy slide right by them and score. It's got to mean something to you. Brett, I'd say that might have been the biggest thing, is I thought it might mean more to those five that I put in there than I thought it meant by the actions of those first five that I had in there. Because you got to care. If you really care and you really want to be a big-time team, you don't make those same mistakes now that we were making September 27th. So I'd say it's probably just as much I wanted guys in there that would compete and made me feel like they cared more. I should coach execution, but as you've heard me say before, I shouldn't have to coach effort, and I shouldn't have to coach concentration either. And if it means a lot to you, you know, who was our leading rebounder without looking down the sheet? Marcus Page, 9 rebounds. My gosh, guys. Some other guys got to rebound the basketball better.
Thank you.